today we're going to give us an update on the research program.
Should have been first and then.
Okay, so agenda paper 8 is the regular update on the research program. There's a summary of what's happened over the last few months in paragraph 4. And there's also a summary in the appendix of the active projects and of the pipeline. I'll just highlight three things, I think, from paragraph 4. First is goodwill and impairment. The staff are drafting the discussion paper. Our latest estimate is that we're aiming for publication in February. The project on pension benefits that depend on asset returns has been dormant for a while because of staff changes, but that one's starting up again now. Just to remind you, that's a very limited scope, very narrow scope project, a research project, very narrow scope research project. And finally, as we comment at the end of paragraph 4, the things that are still in the pipeline that haven't become active, we don't have immediate plans to start those in the next few months at least. So we may well be quite close to the agenda consultation before we were in a position to consider starting any of those up. With that, I'll see if anybody has any comments or questions.
Peter, I have a question about the equity method project. If you can give us some insights, given that we have started on the PIR of 10, 11, 12, and we always said that you've advised us previously that there could be some crossover, that it's not a matter of finishing 10, 11, 12 PIR before starting on equity method. Can you update us on your thinking there?
Yeah, so just to remind you, first of all, the staff did quite a lot of work on the equity method about 4 or 5 years ago, and then it was put on hold for various reasons. And we said at the time of the last agenda consultation that because IFRS 11 had expanded the scope of the equity method and its usage, we thought it'd be worth seeing what kind of issues had come up in applying IFRS 11. And it sort of seemed silly to rush the PIR, to rush the equity method before we had some of that input. So I don't think that means we have to wait for the end of the PIR of IFRS 11, but at least we start to get some sense of whether there are other issues we don't know about, or whether IFRS 11 is putting more strain on the equity method in any areas.
How much work has been done already on equity method?
It came to the board quite, as I said, there's quite a bit of work done about 4 or 5 years ago. It came to the board several times at that stage. Mm-hmm. So I think there is a basis there to be looking at.
Thank you.
And I believe questions have been coming into the Interpretations Committee in the meanwhile as well, so there's probably more material to work through.
Chung Wu.
Thank you. This is a similar question as I made. There are 4 research projects in the pipeline projects in paragraph A7.
Yeah.
So equity method, one of them, and high inflation. And in the paragraph A6, you said they are expected by early 2020. However, you are saying it may not be likely to start at that time. Well, I have a question because of the previous agenda consultation plan here, whether to include this in our remaining such pipeline projects in the RFI or not, because the timing of their plan are important, because the RFI of the 2010 agenda consultation will be issued maybe sometime in September 2020. So it looks like if these pipeline projects will have started by early maybe 2020, then there are no pipeline projects that can be included in the RFI for the agenda consultation 2010. So this is a kind of very some delicate issue, whether these projects to include the RFI coming.
Okay, so let me make a few comments on that. So first of all, I think it's highly unlikely that we'd have be close to finishing all of the 4 pipeline projects by the time of the agenda consultation. Whether we've started any of them is another question, of course. Looking down the list, so the equity method one, we might be in a position to start up at some stage in the next few months, and the PIR team are sort of thinking about that as they start the PIR up. When might be a good time to think about the equity method. But on the high inflation one, there was some work that was being done by Glass. As you remember, the board put that on in the pipeline because Glass came to ASAF several times and recommended that we looked at this issue. And they've been doing a survey of the national standard setters and are coming back to us. They haven't yet come back to us with the results of that. So clearly when they come back to us with something, we'll need to think about whether to do something and when to do it. On the other two, pollutant pricing, quite a lot of work was done, again, probably 5-6 years ago thereabouts, I will guess. But we'd be starting again from close to a cold start, I would think. And on variable and contingent, we haven't started up at all. So the question you had in the previous discussion about whether to put them back into the mix or whether we should say the board's already decided to start those, it would be silly to start again. My view is a little bit in between. So I think you had good reasons for putting them in the pipeline last time when you did it. When you were considering it, you weren't just looking at the individual projects, but you were looking at the mix of the projects as a whole. You were looking at, for example, regional considerations was one of the factors in some of those choices. But I think it would be silly to say you've made the choice once, you can't go back on that choice if the world has changed completely. But it's more efficient probably to continue at least to some extent with the original decision. Of the four on that list, the one I'd probably have the biggest question mark about is pollutant pricing mechanisms, which is something I've not heard as much about for the last 3 or 4 years. So I don't have a good sense of whether it's important to people still at the moment or not. The other three, I would think, probably are still, probably certainly makes sense to keep them in the mix. But I think it would make sense to seek some feedback from constituents on that.
We'll formally ask the board, as we start the deliberations of what actually goes into the RFI, we'll formally ask the board its views on what to do with those pipeline projects. Mm-hmm. And the status of those pipeline projects may be different when we formally start. But it, from my mind, it shouldn't... The fact that we have an agenda decision shouldn't affect whether we rush into these pipeline projects or not. I think that's really just based off of the criteria and the due process handbook. And if we rush into them too quickly, then other projects will have consequences.
Sorry, and if I could maybe make one other point as well. So when you set the pipeline in 2015, 2016, you set it at a level where you thought it was realistic that you'd be able to do most of the work on most of the projects over this agenda cycle. Now, we're probably not quite as far along as that, but in a way, we're not that far off. And we've still got a year to go in this cycle. So as opportunities open up, I think it's natural to look at the things in the pipeline as the sort of next candidates on the list. But clearly, we're not going to get through all of them and finish all of them in the next year or so.
Martin?
I mean, the question, my understanding was, okay, with the pipelines, that you always make a decision if you bring something from the pipeline to the active agenda.
That's right.
That we still make, but it's different from me now to ask and request for information from people again about how important is this kind of project. And I think we have to differentiate. It does not mean that we have to do all that and have not said that.
Yeah.
Because that is always a decision, my understanding, what we do and say, okay, do we still do it to the active agenda? But the question for me is, do we again ask the whole world, do we need some kind of priority for pollution, whatever kind of stuff? And that, I think, is not necessary. That was my earlier comment. But that does not mean that we have to do it.
I take Martin and Hans's comment as being a bit more subtle in the sense of almost giving a steer to people that, based on what we heard last time and the fact that it's already on the pipeline, our sort of starting presumption is this is already considered to be a priority, but then people could still tell us if that had changed.
Yeah.
But it at least gives a sense of leaning.
All right. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.